quarter to six on the button. Best 5 minutes of the day. We got Jason Cans, Mark Halverson, Jason Cans from jasoncans.com on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
We could both use a vacation, it seems like, maybe, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You had used the word weariness. We're off the line. And, yeah, I think that's how I feel as well.
Now, come on.
Not even about anything specific.
You got your 25th wedding anniversary. I mean, so when is that actually now?
July 26th is our actual anniversary, and we are going to sneak away for a few days at that time. So
I had not,
and I actually may take time off from this while I go away.
Yeah, so. No, good idea. I had not heard that you had actually officially planned anything. So okay,
yeah, we have, and I'd be happy to tell you about that at some point.
So. All right, sounds good. So Chuck DeGroat, one of your faves. And I've talked to him in the past on the Wholehearted book. Well, his more recent book is When Narcissism Comes to Church. And last night on Facebook, he posted this. He said, I worked with InterVarsity Press to soften this next edition. And so, I don't know. Yes, it is a picture of, I mean, it's pretty obviously it's soft cover. You know, it's paperbacks. But as he said that, I felt like I was being my inquisitive self. And so I said, so Chuck DeGroat, in what ways did you soften it? And I didn't realize I was being set up to entertain other, but I was, and he said, Mark Halverson really worked on making it less hardcover, to which he got 41 laugh and like emojis on that.
Well, I mean, I saw the setup and I was like, I hadn't seen his response yet, but I thought that's exactly what it is with the softening.
Here's the rest of the way. I mean, 41 is a lot on a, you know, a sub thread. And so I said, I obviously misunderstood, thought you meant content, which only got 4 likes or hearts. And then he finished it in his usual classy way, though. He finished it off and he said, Mark, you're not the only one. I may have set myself up for this, received a few messages saying, don't soften the message. And then he said, grateful for you, Mark. So there you go.
Yeah, so he has a new project coming out, a video that he has been working on. And he messaged me yesterday and asked for my email. And he is doing a small internet gathering for the launch of this thing and said, no pressure, just I'm really grateful for you. And so that was
cool.
Really touching, to have that come through.
Have you ever met him in person?
Once, about 12 years ago, when I was in a fairly different place. He and I probably would not have gotten along well at that point in my life. So it's been, that was just a brief meeting we were both a part of.
Yeah. Interesting. I would have to ask you sometime. We should ponder this again. Like, who's on your spiritual Mount Rushmore? Would he be on yours?
Yeah. He might be. You know, I think I would like to see more of his stuff come out. And, you know, I think typically my Mount Rushmore people have been folks who have had a lot of what they've put out and are further along in their career. So,
well, and it's kind of like naming a street or a park after somebody when they're alive still is a little shaky. So the living and the dead,
exactly.
Sometimes it's a mixture of that. We haven't touched on that for a while. But, okay, listen, this morning, not the usual day, because this is the one and only day I want to share the devotion from My Utmost for Esaias. It's one of the classic Christian devotions. And so, story behind this. David McCausland wrote a biography on Oswald Chambers. And I had shared with him in that interview many moons ago that my favorite was this one, July 13th. And he said, funny you say that, because Oswald didn't write any of his books, he says. They were transcribed from his messages by his wife, I think even after his passing. And so, and it just so happens July 13th is her birthday. So I am in my mind thinking this was her favorite. It's called The Price of Vision. Here's what it is, and then I want to get your take. Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. And Chambers says, our soul's history with God is frequently the history of the passing of the hero. Over and over again, God has to remove our friends in order to bring himself in their place. And that is where we faint and fail and get discouraged. Take it personally. In the year that the one who stood to me for all that God was died, I gave up everything. I became ill, I got disheartened, or I saw the Lord. Chambers says, my vision of God depends upon the state of my character. Character determines revelation. Before I can say I saw also the Lord, there must be something corresponding to God in my character. Until I'm born again and begin to see the kingdom of God, I see along the line of my prejudices only. I need the surgical operation of external events and an internal purification. This is my favorite part. It must be God first, God second, and God third until the life is faced steadily with God and no one else is of any account whatever. In all the world, there is none but thee, my God. There is none but thee. Keep paying the price. Let God see that you are willing to live up to the vision. Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, our annual reading. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I think what stood out to me with that today was that internal work, and sometimes tragedy, right? I mean, we get things stripped away in order for us to see God. And I think for me, that was really because I feel that. I have felt that sense. And of course, that's the prayer, is God help me to see you better through all of this. Powerful stuff.
Anyhow, the annual reading. Yeah. There it is. Thanks for being a part.
Yeah.
All right, our buddy Jason Kantz. We'll resume with the personality quiz and the scripture reading, but just sharing that this morning. The question of the morning is, birthday Bob in Rice Lake is celebrating with Louis Weaver turning 71, the drummer from Petra, messaging on the talk and text line at 396-1670. Bob saying, Rocket Louis, we want to see Jesus lifted high. So I think dancing in the Linder kitchen to that this morning on John Street. All right, very good. Well, the question of the morning is, what's the weirdest way you've hurt yourself? And I've got a way. I mean, for me, the weirdest one that comes to mind is I was living with a family in Eau Claire. I've told this before. I was living with a family in Eau Claire. I was getting ready to come to work early. They had, they were painting or they'd done some wallpapering, something. It's been so many years now. And this is early 90s. And so they'd moved the furniture. And I was walking in the dark to try to go out the front door to my car. And I tripped over this furniture and I crashed and banged my chin on the corner of this, large kind of couch and cut my chin pretty badly. And I toweled it up and it was one of those more memorable mornings, not for a good reason, and came out to work back in the day. Compassion Radio, I think, started on a cassette tape. I had to get that cassette tape rolling, alert, Greg Stewart or whoever, and then off to the hospital to get a bunch of stitches on my chin. I mean, it was really gashed, really bad. And you can probably and rightly say, why didn't you turn a light on? I don't know. I mean, there wasn't like a handy, I don't know. I typically didn't need to, but furniture had been moved. It was just one of the weirder ways I've injured myself.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Caleb. This is Mike from Lacrosse calling in to tell you my story of the weirdest way I hurt myself. Well, short story is I was over at a friend's one day a few years back, stepped down on one of the steps and broke my pinky toe on my left foot, and I rolled my mountain bike all the way to Mayo to get x-rays. And it proved that it was broken, so I had to wear a cast on my foot for a while, and I couldn't really walk. But that's the weirdest way I've hurt myself so far. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to hear from you. Ouch, painful, but thanks for sharing here on WWIB. Yeah, there's some strange, odd, peculiar ways we can hurt ourselves. Isn't that true?
Good morning, Mark. This is Brian from Eau Claire. Boy, I could tie up the rest of your morning with silly injury stories, but this seems like the best one. Anybody that knows me knows that my pinky on my right hand I can't straighten it out all the way. And where that came from is years ago, I was helping coach the UW Eau Claire wrestling team. And as awesome as that sounds, I'm like, yeah, great and tough. We were actually playing ball tag at the end of practice with Nerf balls. And when I reached to catch a ball, I dislocated that pinky and now have a lifetime reminder of why I shouldn't pretend to be younger than I am. All right, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'd great to hear you. Bye.
Thank you, Brian. I miss you, man. Good to hear you. And, yeah, very active, fantastic wakeboarder. And some morning we'll just have to fill it up with all of those stories. But glad you're okay and in one piece and surviving. All right, it's a Whitworto Wednesday on this 13th of July. Happy birthday to our boss, Greg Stewart, today. Great encourager, and you're going to have a boss. Greg is as good as it gets, so happy birthday, Greg. Also, we are going to lay out a five-letter word for you this morning, and Caleb has chosen it. You call in, 723-2555. Give us a letter. If it's in there, we'll let you know where, and then you can continue. The catch in our version of Whibertle is you get to guess the whole word one time. If you get it wrong, try again next Wednesday.
Yeah, so just the one opportunity to guess the entire word. So use that one guess wisely.
Yeah, so I've got a seed in my hand here, a passion roar. Got a big lion roaring. You got various artists, Christian Stanfield, Hillsong United, Carrie Jobe with Cody Carnes, her husband. This is going to you if you can win it today.
All right, 715-723-2555. Guess a letter. If you get it correct, you get to keep on going. 715-723-2555. Who's first out of the gate this morning for a Whibertle Wednesday here in the Whib Wake Up Show? 715-723-2555. And again, we do have some returning champions, kind of like Jeopardy, but they're not guaranteed a spot, so you got to call in. And, yeah, I mean, if you want a chance to be a Sherry or a Brian, you've got to call and make that first guess. 26 letters on the board, 715-723-2555 here for a Whibertle Wednesday.
Yeah, those are both four-time champions there. So Sherry and Brian making their own Whibertle plaque, I guess.
We don't have a five-time champion yet,
no.
So you never know. 715-723-2555. Guess the word, but first it starts by guessing a letter, 715-723-2555, if you'd like to be the first one to guess.
Okay.
Let's see if you can keep going.
We have spoiled people because we gave away a pair of OneFest tickets each of the past 2 Wednesdays. Yes.
We can't do that into perpetuity.
No.
So.
All right, so if we don't have a caller, it's hard to do it.
Well, let's jump in first to a song. Well, you know, oh, hold on. We've got a call. I was going to say we're going to try this new Brit Nicole song, but let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pam from Thorpe.
All right, hey, Pam from Thorpe. You've got lots of options, 26, in fact. What letter do you want?
O.
O. Is O in there?
Uh-uh.
It is not. It is not. Thank you for the call, Pam. You can call again. Phone lines are open. 715-723-2555. I do believe we have a returning champ here. Good morning, WWIB. I think this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Yes, it is.
All right, Sherry, on your way to five in a row, or at least five total victories, what letter do you think?
The letter C as in cat.
The letter C, is that in there?
Even Sherry can miss from time to time.
All right, it's not in there, but call us back, Sherry, at 723-2555, 715-723-2555. So 24 options remain on the board for people to guess.
We've scratched off one of the five vowels. O is gone, and C is not in there, one of the consonants. How about you? 723-2555. Got a wonderful Passion Roar CD. You're going to love this.
Good morning. 723-2555. WWIB, go ahead. What letter?
A.
Is there an A in there?
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
There you go. A is letter number three. So we've got blank, blank, A, blank, blank. Go ahead and guess again.
M, like
M.
Mary.
No M. No M. All right. So 715-723-2555. I'm guessing she probably doesn't want to guess the word to get one guess at that right away. Do we have somebody else who wants to jump in? We figured out one of the five. 20% done. 715-723-2555.
Yep.
If you want to guess.
No C, no M, no O, but there is an A right in the middle of this word. So guess on the two on the front, the two on the back.
715-723-2555, or we'll let you think about it and go to a song. But we've got one more person who wants to take a guess here. Go ahead, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ben, calling from Chippewa.
All right, Ben from Chippewa, go ahead.
I'm going to guess an H.
An H. Is there an H in there?
No.
No H. No H. All right, thanks, Ben from Chippewa. Think about it. Call back. We've got another guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Matt from Baronet.
All right, Matt from Baronet, go ahead.
E as an elephant.
E as an elephant?
Yes.
Good job.
There you go. So blank, E-A, blank, blank. We've got two of the five. Go ahead and guess again, Matt.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam?
You're on a hot streak.
Two in a row, so it's blank, E-A-S, blank.
T as in Tom.
T as in Tom.
Good job.
We're rolling, Matt, from Baronet. All right, so we've got blank, E-A-S-T, right, Alvo?
Yeah, and so you're kind of set up to go ahead and guess a letter, and then even if you don't get the letter, you can guess the word or guess at it. So go ahead.
B as in boy.
B as in boy. No, that is not in there.
So now the tough question. Do you go ahead and guess the word, your one and only word guess? I would imagine you're going to take a chance at it, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Let me think for just a second.
Somebody else is waiting on your heels here.
I know. They're just waiting to jump in. But you hold the floor right now, yep. Matt. So
I'm going to guess least.
Least? No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. But well done, Matt. Well done. Well played.
Sure helped the crowd here with adding all the letters you did.
Let's see if we can get this solved before weather. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, guys. This is Al from Whiffy.
Hey,
all right, Al. Go ahead and guess a letter.
F.
F?
Good job.
You got it, Al. What's the letter up there? What's the word?
Feast.
Feast, yes. I guess that was on my mind after feasting on some fair food, even when I said I wasn't going to.
Well, a lot of temptation before you're up there.
All right, there we got it solved. Well done. Thank you for playing. Al from Withy, hang on the line, and we're going to get you your prize, that Passion CD Roar. Well, we're asking on the WIB listener line and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning, what's a weird way you've injured yourself? You can call in, leave us a voicemail if you're willing to share, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Here's one.
I had a chopstick in my mouth, and I bent over, and it hit the floor. I stabbed myself in the back of the throat. It really, really hurt, and to this day, I'm terrified of chopsticks.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I can
that is scary.
Another one.
My wife bought my grandkids a trampoline, so Grandpa was going to show them how he could still do a backflip. Broke my neck.
Oh, goodness. Man, be careful what you try on the trampoline. 715-396-1670. Yeah, I think everyone's been acquainted to Havel with my story of walking into glass.
Yes.
Not doors, but what I thought were doors more than once. So, yeah. What's a weird way you've injured yourself? Leave us a voicemail at 715-396-1670.
I was at my sister's one day, and she had a table leaf across the door because she didn't want her puppy getting in the living room. And I was walking out, and I didn't see the table leaf, and I tripped over it and fell down on both my elbows and broke both my elbows at the same time. So this is Jan from Wheeler. Thank you.
Rough.
My goodness. Ouch.
That is really rough.
Both elbows at the same time. And Jan from Wheeler, thank you for calling in on the listener line at 396-1670. And again, silly, odd, weird ways you've injured yourself. We want to hear about them today.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, his pinky toe, like he broke it that whole last football season. Did he ever tell us how? Remember he kind of held that off?
I don't know if we ever really found out. No. We just saw it up close a few times.
More than we wanted to. All right. Well, asking what's the silliest way, weirdest way that you've injured yourself this morning? 396-1670. Like to hear from you between now and 9. We've got a few other stories that people have shared, right?
Yeah. For instance, this one, cutting a cake for a friend's birthday, accidentally dropped knife, attempted to catch it with foot, didn't work well.
Ouch. No, thank you. Somebody else says, I was trying to open a little cup of pudding with a steak knife and went all the way through my hand.
Ouch. This is another weird, and I mean, I'd probably call this a dumb injury. I tried jumping over a bonfire and hit someone midair who had the same idea at the same time. I won because I didn't need 3 weeks in a burn unit. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Please be careful around fire.
There's kind of themes here, right? Tripping over things. You got sharp objects. How about fire? Somebody says, as a child, I was messing around with a lighter in the family car, and I just knew once the lighter part stopped being orange, it must have cooled off. It doesn't. Burned my thumb twice.
Ow. Twice? Did you reach back to try again? This sounds like something that would have happened to me as a child. Was running down the hallway at home and tripped over a toy and put my head through the drywall.
I hear ya.
Again, weird, silly, odd, dumb injuries here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Things that have happened to you.
I gotta say, personally, yes, as you say that, I mean, at a house we lived in Milwaukee. The first time I got stitches running around the chimney as it emanated into the basement, right? Banged my head, got 3 stitches. So
ouch.
You never know. Somebody else says, I kicked a coconut thinking it would be similar to a soccer ball. It's not. I broke my toe.
Coming back home from the ER, my brother fell out of our van, cut his lip wide open, probably thankful that nothing worse than that happened.
Somebody says, I was eating really spicy noodles, managed to slurp one so that it whipped into my eye. Chili on your eyeball is not cool.
Not at all. Not at all. Someone says, for some odd reason, as a kid, I tried catching bees in the garden with my fingers. That's how I learned that bees sting.
We learned this. Someone said they busted their teeth on the floor while doing the worm at a middle school dance.
And one more here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Would you share as well? 715-396-1670. What's the oddest, weirdest, silliest way you've injured yourself? This person says, when I was 4, I wondered what would happen if I did a somersault down the stairs. So I did a somersault down the stairs and ended up breaking an ankle. Ouch.
Oh, thank you.
Ouch, ouch. Some of these people, if they know Jesus, it sounds like they're like the title of this song, On Their Way to Zion. Well, we've been asking you on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670, or weigh in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. What's a silly, odd, weird way you've injured yourself?
Hey, Mark and Caleb, how are you guys today? This is Kevin from Fountain City. Fire pager went off. I'm a volunteer fireman, and my wife had decorated the front and put a big rock that she had painted. It was dark. I didn't see it. I ripped the top of my big toenail and ripped my toenail completely off and broke my toe. It was, needless to say, I made the fire, but it was definitely painful. You guys have a good day. God bless.
Ouch, Kevin. Ouch. But thank you for your service as a volunteer firefighter, and hopefully you've been a lot safer since then.
So I was a freshman in college, and I wasn't very well-versed in domestic goddessness, and I tried to do all of my laundry at once, and I picked up the basket and just ripped my shoulder right out of the socket. It was so heavy.
This actually just happened a couple weeks ago. I tripped over my push lawnmower in my garage, and I have 2 huge bruises on both my legs, and I broke my 4th digit on my toe.
Painful.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sure these were not funny back then. Uh-uh. Now you look back and say, wow, that's a little silly the way I injured myself. And those are the stories we're looking for.
Yeah, weird, strange, odd, peculiar ways you've injured yourself. I talked about tripping over furniture. Yeah, earlier this morning, banging my chin, I mean, cutting my chin, serious gash, and got like, you know, double digit stitches. And so there was another one. I mean, just 3 different times I've gotten stitches in my life, and it seems like they all were odd, peculiar stories.
715-396-1670, 396-1670. If you have a silly, odd, strange, weird injury story, Sylvia from Sirona.
I have so many. After 75 years, my kids want to wrap me in bubble wrap sometimes. The one that came to my mind first was when I was mowing the lawn and came to a side yard with a little picket fence. So, turned the mower off, and instead of going around the house, decided to lift it over the picket fence to do the backyard. Had a child help me, and somehow in the process, the mower frame got my under my big toe nail and popped the big toenail off. It hurt a lot.
No kidding.
That's only one. I've got lots. But God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You take care, Sylvia. Ouch. Be careful, friend.
I love Sylvia. My kids want to wrap me in bubble wrap.
Joe from Rice Lake also weighed in by text on the WIB listener line, 715-396-1670. He says, I tore my AC joint in my shoulder. That happened to Randall Cobb once with the Packers. I tore my AC joint in my shoulder, showing my daughter how to do a handstand. And he says, I successfully did the handstand, but my momentum caused me to go over backward, and I realized I was close to the TV, attempted to do a tuck and roll out of it, gymnast, and came straight down on top of my shoulder toward the AC joint. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
You just never know. Cody also weighing in on the listener sign says, the most silly injury I ever experienced, realizing how it's not safe to run in sandals. I was trying to enjoy a conversation with my cousin and her friend on her friend's porch while a truck with a very noisy exhaust kept driving up and down the nearby road. So in an attempt to be funny, I literally ran down the road after said truck, jokingly screaming, hey, quiet down, until I ended up tripping over the road to skid hands first like it was home plate, resulting in skinning a good section of my right leg. Ouch.
Man, he adds, I was in the summer, so wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not very forgiving some of those rug burns from concrete. Well, it is fair time, Halvo. I was there yesterday with Michelle from Mid-Mornings. They're all afternoon, and we've got our own Pat Wall and Zach Wycheck, one of the weekend warriors, going to be out there from about noon to 5 today.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So this is the thing. I will say that early in the week, and again, adding a day early in the week, if you have family, if you have kids and they want to ride the rides and don't want to wait a long time, probably earlier in the week is better. It wasn't a beautiful day yesterday, but not incredibly busy. So again, we wandered all over the place, made some friends down at the 4-H FFA barn. So that was a lot of fun. You can see the pictures on the WIB Facebook, Instagram, and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Hopefully you've joined that. But also, I told you before I left, I said, hey, Michelle's trying to eat healthy. And I should be eating healthy because I've really fallen off the wagon, like, since my birthday or Father's Day or both. So it's like, I'm going to just try and describe the fair food but not get any of it. But toward the end of the day, I was thinking, well, I wouldn't mind trying some of the stuff that I've been smelling for the last 5 hours.
Sure.
And also, I have a wife and kids at home who would say, well, sure, we'd like to try some of that too. So I did decide, you know what, I'm going to bring some food home and we're going to try it. So what caught my eye as Michelle and I were wandering through and looking through the food list was something called Waffle Bomb. And I said, what in the world is that? And then I looked up the menu. They've got the little QR code and the little fare handouts. And so I looked up the menu and found out that a Waffle Bomb is 4 chocolate-covered strawberries dipped in waffle batter and deep-fried and all put on a stick.
Say that again?
It's four chocolate-covered strawberries dipped in waffle batter and then deep fried with a chocolate drizzle on top.
That sounds good.
And you put it all on a stick.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we got that, tried that, and absolutely delicious. Really enjoyed it. My kids didn't know exactly what it was, but they ate it anyway. And then from that same stand, because I was trying to, just for time's sake, find everything from one stand. So I went to the Waffle Mom stand, and my wife had mentioned, hey, getting some French fries would be good. And they didn't have maybe the traditional thick-cut French fries, but they had waffle fries. Again, Waffle Mom. So they had waffle fries, but they're called Bayou fries. So it was waffle fries, a plate full of them, and drenched in, like, nacho cheese. And then they had green onions and sour cream and a ton of bacon bits all over the top. And so, yeah, those were absolutely phenomenal. Kind of like a baked potato, but on a waffle fry.
You can't go wrong. And today is French Fry Day. So there you go.
Yes, exactly. And then not only for my wife, but also particularly for Cooper, because he loves these more than about anyone I know. We got some of the deep fried cheese curds from the same stand as well, too. Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of cheese curd options all throughout the fair. But yeah, so the Bayou
Optimus
fries.
Club, pretty famous,
Absolutely. And got the cheese curds and then got the Waffle Bomb, the deep fried waffle battered chocolate dipped strawberries.
No, that sounds great.
If there's a fair food, it's got to be that. And it's put on a steak, too. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So looking forward to hearing what everybody else tries.
Michelle told me she had a Euro.
Yes. Yeah. And so, and again, Michelle and I, you know, Michelle's been eating healthy, lost like 10 pounds. So congrats to her. And she was like, okay, if I'm going to, you know, blow all my calories on one thing, it's got to be a Euro. So
there you go.
She went with the Euro. And of course, well, you know what? I'm not going to even say it. You just go to the Euro place and tip them and see what happens. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
So check that out.
A lot of choices, though, huh?
Yes. Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We are at Expo Building C all week long. And, of course, Church at the Fair coming up. And just so there's no confusion, so everyone knows, if you're going to Church at the Fair to get free admission, you do have to be in there in the fairgrounds prior to 10 a.m. So just want to make sure everybody's aware of that little bit of a change this year.